Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world, all walks of life, all categories and industries, all ages, all socioeconomic status, all sexual orientations, all with one purpose: to spread more love in the world, to help empower you to find happiness from within, especially if you are struggling with depression, or you know somebody that is, or you suspect they might be. They're having a low mood state, they're dropping out of things they once loved, and they've been experiencing it for 2 weeks or longer. This show is another tool in your toolbox to help strengthen your resiliency. I just ate a late breakfast. When I say late, it's still breakfast time, but I've been up for a very long time today. The Holy Spirit's been working through me, been revealing things to me, truth to me. And the topic of the sermon today is undeniable truth. No pre-planning. The first thing that comes to mind is the Holy Spirit lives and breathes through me every single breath I take in and out. Is undeniable truth. For the longest time as a child, I was mute. I wasn't aware that I was mute until I was an adult living in a cohabitated relationship in Elma, Washington, and I was experiencing PTSD when we had a suicide in the family. My eldest, we'll call her stepdaughter, although we weren't married yet, her boyfriend had ended his life, and it brought up some pains in my subconscious from the years of chronic abuse in my childhood, and I didn't like cycling patterns of the past. So I started doing research on the symptoms and side effects of child abuse so that I could stop it in its tracks. And the Holy Spirit started connecting me to old friends that I had known since I was in diapers with them in the preschool Sunday school program at Tacoma Baptist. South Tacoma Baptist was the title of the church at the time. They've changed names a few times. I think it's called Center Point now, with my father's friends as the head pastor, the Herods. And the Holy Spirit saying, say her name, my friend Melissa. She and I were in the preschool program in our diapers at that church. And her father was a United States Air Force veteran, and they got reassigned to Germany and also Colorado. I don't remember the time frame of which, but they moved. They moved out of the area, but they were moved back to McCord Air Force Base when I was in junior high. And my father had just survived kidney cancer and had received the miracle of a second chance at life when strangers stepped up to help provide financial resources for us so we didn't lose our house in a new job that he was in. And he was able to come back to the job. And I believe he had a fresh outlook on life. And he desired for his youngest child, his only daughter, to have friends in the school system, because my parents had conversations about the fact that I wasn't speaking. And my teachers were looking out for me because they knew in the white paper research that children that had been homeschooled that were transitioning into public school usually struggled with building social relationships. And I had so many adults look out for me in my childhood. I'm so grateful. Undeniable truth is the topic of this sermon. People of all faith systems, of all ages, of all socioeconomic statuses, in both my church system, my familial system, my immediate family, in the veteran community that we were connected to, because my father's best friend was a veteran. Uncle Tim, we called him, and his wife was a veteran spouse. And she spent a lot of time with my mother because those were their best friends. And she looked out for me because she was the child of a World War II veteran, and she survived child abuse herself. So she had that perspective. The undeniable truth is that you are deeply passionately loved by the Father, the creator of the universe. You might identify him with a different name. And we love it and we respect it as long as you do not harm humans and especially children and use your faith system as your excuse. As long as you are spreading love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, long-suffering around the world, we welcome you at all of our events, either online or in person, through our nonprofit arm, Aaron Nicole Ministries for Veterans and First Responders, or if it's associated with our for-profit business, Move Happy, or if it's associated in some capacity through my second for-profit business, Aaron Nicole Media, or any new business or nonprofit ministry that is revealed in the Creator's perfect timing. The undeniable truth is that all of the money that has been in the bank accounts of dark, evil, satanic worshipers for 1600 years will be moved into my ministry's nonprofit account. And anyone else that has been obedient to the Father, there is going to be a shifting of resources, because the Father above is the ultimate source and he is in charge of this world. He allowed the enemy dominion of this world. However, in the Psalms, and I'm going to pull it out because I read it this morning as I record this. This is my aunt's birthday. The 24th of June. I'm going to pull out the psalm that I read this morning for you, so bear with me as I look for which one it was. Oh. Psalms 24, verse 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world, and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Okay, the Holy Spirit's saying to continue reading, so I will continue reading this to you. Verse 3, who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Verse 4, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Verse 5, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Verse 6, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Verse 7, lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Verse 8, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Verse 9, lift up your heads, O you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Verse 10, who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Selah. That psalm was written by King David. I'm in the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath. I am a descendant of King David, and I am honored that the Creator of the universe called my ancestor into ministry and called him into royalty, but he also called me. I'm so honored for this position that I will be crowned in October privately from all of the presidents of the United States of America and the first wives. Whew, the Holy Spirit saying, say the other names. Oprah Winfrey will be in attendance. And if she chooses to have a guest, I don't know if she's married or not. So if she decides to have one more, a plus one, if you will. Tony Robbins and his wife, Sage Robbins, his third wife. They will be in attendance, for she helped reconnect him to the Father above, and to love people around the earth even more deeply than he already has. Beyonce Knowles and her husband Jay-Z will be in attendance, representing the Democratic Party and musicians everywhere in the world. You have to be hiding under a rock for at least 50 years to not know the name Beyonce. My pastors, Joel Osteen and Victoria Osteen of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, will be in attendance. And the U.S. Marine veteran that was my patient in the original Move Happy program and got to see and experience the improvements that I made upon it in the year that I developed it, in the same year that my father died and my divorce finalized to my first husband. No one will ever be able to discredit me again. The man that came to my house in 2020 and offered protections to me from the Democratic Party, 2 days of security detail protections, and then signed a contract to have me killed, was paid a lot of money, connected me, tricked the lady from the Illuminati group, connected me to his mentor, because all security teams of all political parties work together. And he decided to protect me. And then 6 months later, he got bought out and tried to have my reputation ruined because I believe they threatened to out him and to ruin his multi-million-dollar nonprofit. He will apologize to my husband, whom he connected me to in 2020, that was my hero, that kept me alive off-grid when all the richest of the rich, evil, satanic-practicing, children-torturing people in the world that tried to do it in private, tried their best to have me killed. But our security teams are the best in the whole wide world. So we're not going to out this man publicly for disrespecting me and my husband, who he looks up to. Because in my faith system, in the scriptures, specifically in Proverbs, okay, the Holy Spirit's telling me to go to Proverbs 13:5. So I'm going to look up what Proverbs 13:5 is for you. Proverbs 13:5. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked bring shame and disgrace. Isn't that the truth? In my faith system, the Holy Spirit desires for matters to be handled discreetly and for unity and love above all. And there have been many nations that have been trying to cause on purpose division in our nation because it would be easier to be taken over. So they have planted seeds of division in top leaders on purpose. They have pretended to hack into people's phones and cause so much division and confusion, but division and confusion is of the enemy, not of the Father. And he in his infinite wisdom gave me discernment at a very young age. My father spoke those positive words over me and told me that I had discernment. I didn't know what it was when I was little, so he had me look it up. And he said, Aaron, you make good decisions, even when you don't desire to. You know right from wrong. I didn't know I was in the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath, and later on, through that lineage, in the bloodline of Jesus Christ, until I was an adult. And my dad's cousin came to the house and revealed it to me. Because we didn't talk growing up. We had a quiet household. We were either fighting and arguing, or we were absolutely quiet. Until my dad stepped in and started getting the therapies that he needed, couples therapy from his pastors at the church, and started shifting how our family operated. And I heavily respect my mother's spiritual leadership in the household. My father had his own spiritual leadership, but he worked nights, so I never got to see him role model reading scriptures, but I always saw his Bible at his end of the table. So I knew where he stood with his faith. And my mother showed me how to read through the Proverbs, one proverb a day, to learn and gain more wisdom every month. And I have been practicing that for decades. I try my best to do it every day. Some days I am a little busier than others. But on the days where I intentionally spend time with my deity, those are the days that build my resilience. Those are the days that fill my mind with positive things. For on the difficult days where life throws a punch in my face unexpectedly, those days it prepares me for to be even more resilient. And I encourage you, my family, we encourage you at Erin Nicole Ministries to get plugged into a faith system. Might not be the same title as ours. Get plugged into something greater than your circumstances and practice it regularly. Study, practice, apply, and then teach other people. We are called to love others. We are called to bring peace around the world. That is what light workers do. We are not called to sacrifice children. We are not called to worship false idols. In my faith system, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, who was born of a Virgin Mary and rose again after He was killed on a cross to be hung publicly. He was crucified in the worst possible death possible. They told lies about Him. They said that He was demon-possessed. They did everything in their lifetimes to discredit my ancestor, just like they tried to do to me in the last 3 years. But no one disrespects a child of the Most High King and gets away with it unless the Father allows for it to happen for a certain amount of time. And in Revelations, the Holy Spirit's revealing to me Revelations 13:4. Let's see what 13:4 says. I'm reading from the NIV version translation, 13:4. Men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can make war against him?" He says, keep reading, so I will. Verse 5. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. Verse 6. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. Verse 7. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Verse 8. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Verse 9, he who has an ear, let him hear. Verse 10, if anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. Keep reading, Father? No, he says. You've heard enough. The enemy was allowed evil reign in 2020 for 42 months. This month was 42 months. Everything that the enemy tried to steal from children of the Most High God, from lightworkers around the world. Fill in the deity name that you prefer. If you worship and apply love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, long-suffering, and you have a different deity than God, perhaps it's Allah, Buddha, nature, nothingness. As long as you are spreading love and applying your faith system in the world, being a good human being and not sacrificing children or trying to kill elderly populations or those with diseases that they're born with or that they've been diagnosed with, like type 2 diabetes or type 1 or cancer. If you don't try to cause harm to vulnerable people and persons, I believe the Holy Spirit will protect you. That doesn't necessarily mean that you will live on this earth for much longer. In fact, the opposite is true. He will be bringing all of us, light workers, into heaven. None of us knows that day. But I do know for a fact that the Holy Spirit revealed that verse to me. I did not look anything up. I have so many spies on my technologies. I know. They're listening in, and they've just received miracles from the Holy Spirit because I was a mute child. I didn't remember what I read. I tried my best to remember when I was a child, but I couldn't because there was a cloud blocking me from all of the child abuse, chronic child abuse from 3 to 5 years old. Every single kind of abuse you could imagine from a sibling, my oldest sibling, it was passed down from someone else. We believe it was someone from overseas that was an exchange student because they shared the same bed. We believe in love and forgiveness in my faith system. I have completely forgiven my sibling. I will completely forgive this man that came to my house in 2020 and offered to provide me security detail protections and then was bought out, paid over $1 million to ruin my reputation, tried to ruin my reputation in public, but failed. We're going to forgive him because forgiveness allows for the space for unity again. Love, true love of the Father, covers over all wrongs. Every single Republican that has been falsely arrested in the last 42 months will be fully exonerated. They will be provided high-paying jobs if they are still alive today, times 10 salary. Look at their average salary in their W-2 history. Multiply that times 10. That's what you will be paying them and their families. If any of them have committed suicide, or you made it look like they ended their lives by suicide and actually killed them while they were in prison or had other people kill them, you will be paying their families 10 times their highest average salary, and providing free mental health services to their families and asking and interviewing their families. How can we correct the wrongs to restore unity in our nation? By the time we have that meeting on October 17th, 2023, you will have interviewed every single Republican's family that was falsely arrested for protecting President Trump. You will fully pardon every single person that duped your security teams and broke into the White House because they didn't do anything other than just break in. Just like Team Biden broke into my house using the Sheriff's Department in Woodstock, Georgia. We will fully forgive as you will fully forgive. In that meeting, we will discuss every single family member that has not been fully exonerated and hired, or if they're dead, the family members have been paid a lot of money and apologized to. If there is anyone that has not been accounted for in that list, those are the people we will discuss how to best correct the wrongs in that meeting. I'm hoping that you will handle this all before that meeting and there will be no one on the list. That would be the goal for me, so I don't waste any of my time and you don't waste any of my husband's time. Because I married the hero that you guys intentionally connected me to and tried to use me as a pawn. But love covers over all wrongs, and this man completely walked away from his dark lifestyle that he was trained into from our government leaders. He chose to walk away from evil and dark killing of people. He chose to stop listening to top-level leaders that were using him in order to gain power and status in society. And he apologized to everyone he had ever wronged that was still alive on this earth. And he and I fell in love. I launched my nonprofit ministry in 2021 from homelessness and had President Trump in attendance by the last concert with his camera off. And he changed the name. The Holy Spirit revealed it to me. Nobody told me. The Holy Spirit reveals things to me in his perfect timing. And there have been so many people that have on purpose tried to damage the reputation of a good leader that has tried his best to use his skills in business to bring unity around the world. I read an article earlier this week where he met with the North Korean leader and tried his best to create peace. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to use my musical skills to continue his intentions in December 7th's first ever public testimony. All right, the Holy Spirit said, say his name at Pastor Joel Osteen's church. The first time I will publicly share my testimony, the Holy Spirit will speak through me and sing through me, and we will have guest soloists. There will be 19 different languages represented on stage, and this will be a fun, interactive song that everyone in the audience, in person as well as live streamed around the world, will be able to sing in their own native tongue. I am his child. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that he desired specifically one of the lines in the song in the second verse that is in a foreign tongue to be in the North Korean language tongue, but I don't have access to the technological translation services because of the country that I am blessed to be born in, the United States of America. So I've reached out to the powers that be to get some help with this. We speak in English, verse 1, or I should say sing. I am his child, I am his voice in the world. I speak his truth to every boy and girl. It'll be something similar to that, a little bit different. That's a little teaser for you. It's going to be a history-making experience at Pastor Joel Osteen's church in Houston, Texas. And I'm going to demonstrate overcoming PTSD that has been caused on me from all of the tests that I've been through in the last 42 months. They tried their best to cause so much fear into me. I used to sing on a live-streamed worship team that was live-streamed around the world before I moved across the country to help my family member transition to single-parent life. And until a few weeks ago, I hadn't attended a church in person since I was with my hero of 2020. I had gone maybe once, and it was overwhelming to me. The PTSD that they caused on me on purpose. But the Holy Spirit can restore all things in his perfect timing, and I'm believing that December 7th, the Holy Spirit will speak through me. I will not be pre-planning, because he already told me you are not to pre-plan or practice anything that you will speak. It will be exactly what the Holy Spirit desires to be said on that date, no sooner, no later. And the song will unite nations all around the world. It will be a history-making experience in the United States, but also every nation will be speaking about it. No one will be able to deny that Jesus Christ is real, that I am a descendant of his, and that the Holy Trinity is in charge of the United States. We are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we are in alignment with the United States Military Chaplain Standards, which respects all faith systems and does not try to force any belief system on their citizens, for we have the legal freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to worship. No one will ever, on purpose, hack into my devices, attack myself, attack my associations, my family, or my friends. Everyone that has been attacked will be repaid 10 times what you've stolen from them in either emotional damages, time damages, device damages, or any other fill in the blank. I can't wait for October's meeting, and the benefit to the political party in power right now is the HOPE Act, which will help to restore all of the monies to any defunded first responders around the nation. Our HOPE Foundation and our HOPE Act will help to empower all citizens, train them up in either employments or entrepreneurship. My husband and I were working on this last year before we were forced to separate for over a year. A decorated war hero veteran was forced to separate from his wife, a veteran spouse, with zero communications for over a year since Easter Sunday, 2022. They will be apologizing for threatening to have both of us killed if we stayed together and causing me financial and emotional damages. They will be paying 10 times minimum back for all monies lost, for all emotional damages caused. And they will be exonerating any lies that were told about my husband and allow for the space for he and I to enjoy our first year in marriage. We're going to forgive and forget everything that has been negatively happened towards my family. All of the meeting details will be slowly, intentionally revealed to you in time. So keep on listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast sermons when the Holy Spirit reveals the undeniable truth. Because I've had a lot of sales training, and it's always with them. What's in it for me? What's in it for you? There's going to be a benefit. I'm going to make our nation look so flipping good. I'm so excited. I'm so very excited. And we're going to remove evil, dark people from powerful positions that have been... They've literally been trying to kill off your children. They've been hunting down, abusing, torturing, and sacrificing children in private. Over 500,000 children are abducted every year around the world. I imagine it's more than that. The Holy Spirit's revealing something to me. 1.5 million children are killed every quarter from this group. Ew, that's so gross. We're going to stop that. Yep, we're going to stop that. I'm going to be put in a position of authority and leadership. Eyes and ears will be in the government that protect our nation's children's ancestry, family line. And not just protect our nation, protect children all around the world, for that is our assignment. Anyone not in alignment with that has the opportunity to repent of their ways, or they'll be disappeared. Thus saith the Lord. I can't wait for October's meeting. The undeniable truth is slowly and surely revealed in time. All right, the Holy Spirit said, speak about Dion. Dion was a human being that stood up for me, that revealed to me insider information last year when I was in HVAC sales, when I was being sexually harassed in the workplace. And they tried to erase the record of our interview until a few hours ago when I sent a message on to the powers that be, and I said, I need this to be corrected right away, or they're trying to erase the truth, and they're illegally hacking into my devices, blocking me from sharing the undeniable truth. In my scriptures, in the faith system that I practice, in the bloodline that I was born from, anyone that tries to harm a child of the Most High King without his permission, your family line will be erased. Your record of being on this earth will be fully erased. So be very careful. The activities that you choose to associate with that might cause harm to me or my friends or my family. Any rebound, any attacks of the enemy will be rebounded back onto them. All right, the Holy Spirit said wrap it up. So thank you very much for listening to this Holy Spirit-inspired sermon titled Undeniable Truth. If you want to know this Father that I know, and not just know him, because even the demonic angels know him and believe in him and shudder. But if you want to have, you desire to have a relationship with him where you call him your friend and he is your ultimate Lord of Lords that you worship, this is a free gift to you. All you got to do is get down on your knees, close your eyes, bow your head. You don't have to get down on your knees, but I like that posture. I really prefer that posture, and I know that the Holy Spirit prefers it. But if you're driving in your car right now, maybe you want to pull over, find a safe place to park, close your eyes, and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. This is a gift from you to me. I confess I'm a sinner in need of your forgiveness. I know you've wiped my mistakes. You've completely erased them from your records. And you will not ever remind me of them. So please remind me in times of difficulty of your love. I receive of this salvation. Come into my heart and never leave my side. In your heavenly name, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We encourage you at our nonprofit arm for veterans and first responders to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. In your first year of having a relationship with the Father, you're going to be attacked spiritually. The enemy will use people in the physical realm to cause division, jealousy, all kinds of things. You might need to put a pause on certain relationships if they aren't in alignment. Doesn't mean that you're going to just cut people out of your circle. Just means that you might spend more time with other people that are in alignment with your faith so you can learn and study and practice and teach. And I love the energy of the quiet little baby in the background. That's a grandchild of a neighbor that's helping out around the house while my landlord's out of town. Community is everything. So get plugged into a small group if you can, and get plugged in your job to doing, if you have a job, do the best that you can. Be the best person at your job. Show up early, stay late. Ask, how can I help you? There are so many businesses right now that are stressed to the max in our nation, but also around the world. Do your work into the Lord. And if you don't have a job, reach out in your church that you're going to connect to and let them know. I'm in need of employment. Could you pray for me for employment? Go to the library. Look for job postings on the cork boards. Do whatever it is that you need to do to provide financially for your family and believe that everything that you need, he's already got an answer for and he's waiting for you to ask. And trust that he's going to provide it for you in your perfect timing. At this time, we cannot accept any donations or tithes to our nonprofit ministry until that contract is up in October. And we can't, you can't buy anything from our websites because they are locked up, tied up. So if you desire to help us because you've learned something from this episode, I would love it if you would help reunite my husband and I by reaching out to your governor, your senator, your House of Representatives, your mayor. If you have access and phone numbers to the President of the United States of America, reach out to them and tell them. I desire for Erin Nicole to win the Global Mental Health Ambassador competition. That's number one. You desire for me to be the Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States of America, first ever. That's number two. And number three, you desire to send my husband back home to me and allow him to retire out of this organization that protects all the presidents. Because that's the request he made last year, when we got married, and he was denied. And if you don't live in the United States, it would mean the world to me if you would reach out to your top-level leaders, your deacons, your duchesses, your royalty, whoever it is that leads your nation. If you have a president, reach out to them. Reach out to your connections in your phone. Get your phone out and look through all your contacts. And whatever time you have available, it would mean the world to me if you would help bring my husband home. For love conquers all. And we've been apart long enough. All right, with the crying baby, that's my cue to wrap this episode up. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.